This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Although most plants are shutting down right now, your lawn is actively growing. Fall is the time when lawn grasses use their energy to spread and develop deeper root systems instead of above-ground blades. The best time to fertilize your lawn? Now to late October. Using a slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, the actively growing plants will use some of the nutrients now and save the unused nitrogen in the frozen soil over the winter. How cool is that? As soon as the ground thaws, the grass starts to grow. If you fertilize in this way, you'll be the first on the block with a gorgeous green lawn in the spring. A word of caution, the University of Minnesota says don't use the winterizing formulas. They have more phosphorus and potassium than you need. Rule of thumb is to apply 1 to 1.5 pounds of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. This translates to 2 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet of sulfur-coated urea. The numbers on the front of the package should read 4500. I'll have this on gardenbite.com as well. You can also apply a shot of broadleaf weed killer for that creeping Charlie if you so choose. Always follow directions on the package and consider spot treating rather than blanketing your entire lawn with more chemical than you need. Personally, I don't use any. Rather than raking those leaves, mow them over and over and over and leave them on the lawn for extra nitrogen. You may find you get a little pleasure from shredding them and the bonus of no blisters. I'm all for that. You can also put them in your compost pile if you haven't put any chemical on them. Unfortunately, I have 2 black walnut trees which have been prolific producers of nuts that are all over the yard again. They don't mow well. I will say, the black walnut tree is pretty. Check out gardenbite.com for more information and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. I really do love hearing from you. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.